Hey there, we're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast called In Case You Missed It. Man, there's a lot of stuff we talked about this morning. One thing there, the great French fry shortage possibility.
Oh, no.
This is some possible bad news.
Possible, but...
So I don't want anybody to freak out.
I hope and pray it don't happen.
After a cold, wet weather in key areas of the United States and Canada, the potato processors are working frantically to ward off a potential French fry shortage.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm just telling you.
Just saying those words hurt. French fry shortage.
North Dakota, Minnesota, they just didn't work out for them. It's dropped 6.1%. It's the lowest it's been since 2010.
Oh.
Idaho's crop fell 5.5%.
And this is just bottoming out the French fry economy?
Right. And not only are there not as many potatoes, the potatoes are smaller.
Oh.
So if we do have French fries, they're all going to be those little pointy things. The ones that hurt the roof of your mouth.
That's awful. The French fry economy's collapsing. And what if we go back and we lose the gold reserve and we go back to the French fry reserve and there's nothing there? And then there's a fry depression.
Man, I wonder how much you're going to be able to get per pound. I bet you'd be able to sell French fries by the ounce here soon.
Black market fries.
Tony is an art aficionado.
See, bet you didn't know that. Thank you.
Tony has recently hung three paintings in his home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
three abstract pieces.
And each one cost $1.
Picked them up at auction.
$1.
Yep.
They're probably worth $1.25 by now.
No, Jason, you obviously don't know art.
I don't know art.
I and the rest of the art community. And I have a list here because I'm an aficionado.
Right, yeah.
Of the top five most priceless works of art in the world.
Really?
And probably worth a little more than what I got at auction.
Maybe a little.
But they don't mean as much. Number five, would you like to know?
Yeah.
It's called the Guernica?
I have no idea.
It's by Pablo Picasso.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, we all know him in the art world.
Yeah.
And it's in Madrid.
Oh, yeah.
The Scream?
Yeah.
That is a Edvard Munch work of art.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in the National Museum in Oslo, Norway.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Been there several times.
Yeah,
The Starry Night?
Yeah.
Of course, you don't know because you don't know art. It is by a man named Vincent van Gogh. Ooh. It's in the Museum of Modern Art in New York City.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We in the art world know.
Uh-huh.
The second most priceless?
Yeah.
The Last Supper.
Really?
That's the Leonardo da Vinci piece of art, too.
Yeah.
And the Mona Lisa is the number one.
Is it really? I figured so.
And it's in Paris.
Ah, Perry.
But let me ask you this.
What museum is that in, Tony?
In Milan?
No.
Milan?
No, where the Mona Lisa is. What museum is that in?
Louvre? Louvre? It's in the Louvre Museum.
The Louvre.
I've only been there a dozen times.
Right. It's hard to catch on to I don't think that list is right, and here's why.
All right.
Because I've never seen any of those in person. Mm. But dogs playing poker? Now, that everybody has seen that. And as far as priceless goes, I don't even think they make them anymore. But the velvet painting of Elvis with the glitter tear. I know,
Jason, we're talking serious art here.
Tony considers himself a Upper Cumberland history buff. We all know he's wrong 99.9% of the time. But we want to talk about the Wilson Building since it was burning when we got to work this morning. The big news in the morning, just heard Rafferty there in the news talk about the Wilson Building and caught fire about 1 o'clock this morning. And
huge blaze.
Big props to the fire department. Apparently, that whole thing could have gone the way it looked in the pictures, but they were able to cut it off even, and it didn't even burn the whole building. And no one's hurt.
Right.
So good job, fire department.
And people up all night working hard.
And not just the Cobalt Fire Department, Fire departments from Monterey, Livingston, Crossville, all over the place came in to help. So that's really cool.
And to shut down the streets and the outer perimeter and things are still going on, so everybody's still working.
Yeah. Man, that's a landmark, I guess. It's going to be gone.
You can't help but miss the Wilson Building.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the local, it's a staple.
Yeah.
You know, in the landscape of the Upper Cumberland.
I believe that. Absolutely.
And I'm a person of historiology.
Oh.
And a lot
of
people.
Is this like when you thought the high school was where the parking garage fell in?
People don't know what I know about the place around here, the Upper Cumberland, and the Wilson Building. It used to be a Native Indian burial ground.
No,
it didn't. Over by Ralph's Donuts, closer, over there was where the Butter Twist Cherokee.
Oh, my gosh.
Their works are still there.
Okay.
And later, the Wilson Building was where they made jets for the war. It was a long time before the sporting goods stuff was made in it.
I don't think that's right.
Yes, it was a training facility for secret forces.
No.
Would they told us, Jason? Because they can't.
We did some picking and grinning. Yeehaw. I'm picking.
Yeah, reckon he has since he's been a kid. I'm grinning.
Tony, I learned the name of Baby Yoda's mama.
Yeah, what's that?
It's Yo Mama.
Jason, what's a calendar's favorite fruit?
I have no idea.
Dates.
Tony, a slice of apple pie is $2.50 in Jamaica, and it's $3 in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Those are the Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates. Pirate.
Sounds strange, but you know what, Jason?
What?
I always knock on the fridge before I open it.
Why?
There might be a salad dressing.
Here's today's word of the day.
It's a health condition.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Little squeezers. Little squeezers is a health condition that occurs when you've ate too many extra cheese pizzas. Little squeezers.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Maybe one day.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
If you think her beauty is something, you should see her chicken and dumplings.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And last but not least, it's today's Real Good. Fair Play, Colorado is a small town near Denver. And it's actually in a larger area. It's called South Park. Like the TV show, which is where the show is actually set,
so it
all comes from there. Yeah, but apparently the people who live there are actually a lot nicer than the South Park show would have you believe. Over Thanksgiving weekend, hundreds of travelers got stranded there by snow and high winds. It was so bad you couldn't drive in it. So the town took in all of them and made sure everybody had a place to sleep. The official population of Fair Play is 762. On Friday, they sheltered another 300 people, then 446 on Saturday, and at least 30 of them had to be rescued from their cars. When all the hotels filled up, the managers let people sleep in the lobby and passed out blankets, pillows, and hot chocolate.
What a hospitality-filled community.
When all the area shelters were full, then volunteers laid out wrestling mats for people to sleep on at South Park High School.
Wow, now who doesn't want to call this place home?
It's not clear how many residents also brought people into their homes. No official number on that, but lots of people donated food. Churches did, too. The head of the local Salvation Army called the effort amazing. He said he's, quote, just so proud of his little community for what they did. Wow, that is so awesome.
That's a little community with a big old heart.
Yeah, to Fair Play Colorado, you are real good. That does it for today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe if you wouldn't mind. That'd be awful nice of you. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been In Case You Missed It.